So I'm going to be doing the next little while an evening service is a series of just devotionals. Part of the series will be a call to prayer. Prayer is something we know that we need to do, but so often there are so many things that seem to get in the way of prayer for us. And so I want to just give a few thoughts each night as before we close, just to encourage us to pray and to realize how important it is. So Matthew chapter 26, I'm just going to read from verse 31. Down to verse 41 for now. So it says, "Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could not ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And we see here, Jesus gives his disciples a warning. He is telling them that there is going to be a great temptation in many ways, a great trial, and he prophesies accurately that they're going to be offended because of him. Peter says, no, that'll never happen. Even if all the other disciples are offended at you, I would never do that. And Jesus said to them, no, you're going to, before the cock crows this next morning, you're going to deny me 3 times. And we think of that, both Peter and all the disciples, that they loved Jesus, they wanted to follow him anywhere and everywhere, even give their lives for Jesus. And so this, what Jesus said to them, I think would in many ways be upsetting to them, but we find that it came to pass just like he said that it would. But we want to understand that in many ways it didn't have to happen that way. That we see that Jesus comes with or takes them to Gethsemane. He's going to go and pray. And he had the 3 disciples that were kind of, I guess you would say, the inner circle. Peter, James, and John, and he said, my soul's sorrowful. He says, tarry here and watch with me. And the word watch, it has the idea of keeping guard, of being a sentinel, of watching out for danger. But we realize that he wasn't just, it wasn't what he was talking about, that it was like he was going to go do something and then he wanted them to just kind of keep guard in that way. We understand instead from the verse in verse 41 that the watching goes together with the praying. And so Jesus went to pray, and he wanted his disciples to watch in prayer with him. And of course they fell asleep. And when we read the events of surrounding this night, it was a very busy day and evening. They had been without sleep, and so you could understand why they would be tired. But we realize Jesus was up just as much as they were, more. And he knew that he needed to pray to be prepared for what he was about to face. And he was encouraging his disciples to pray because of what he knew they were about to face. They failed to do so. And when the temptation came, we find that they all forsook him and fled. And Peter, even though he swore up and down he would never deny the Lord, he did just that. And we see verse 41 where he says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And so you think of that with Peter and the rest of the disciples. They wanted to serve the Lord. They wanted to honor the Lord. They wanted to stand by him no matter what happened. And so they had that willingness, but they had a weakness of the flesh. And so they needed to pray, and they needed to have that watchfulness in prayer for their own sakes. And so it's something that I just want to encourage you with this thought, that we are going to go through different temptations. We don't get a break from temptation. We get a break in types of temptation, perhaps. We could say the devil likes to mix it up a bit with us, but there's always going to be testing and trials. And so we're going to need to be ready. And we can't be ready in and of our own strength. And we find that usually what happens, it's when we're tired, when we let down our guard, that's when the devil gets a victory over us. And so what we need to learn to do is to stir ourselves up to pray. That it's kind of the thing, is it's the idea of watching is where you'd have, say, somebody that would be on watch. And that's one of the things that soldiers are trained in from the very beginning. They have to go on guard duty. And if you see someone that's been in the armed forces, you can always tell if they're in a church service and the pastor's message is really, really boring, because most everyone else would just nod off, right? But someone that's been trained, what they will actually do, sometimes they'll get up and they'll stand at the back of the church and to keep themselves awake, because they have the sense that they know this is God's word, this is important, I need to pay attention and listen. And so it's kind of the thing, is that none of us have ever been in the services, we've never been on guard duty in that sense, but we realize that we need to be on guard duty. And what we're guarding is our own hearts. That we so often are our own worst enemies. It is our flesh that basically gives in to the temptations of the devil. We're drawn away of our own lusts and enticed. And so we need to have that vigilance. We don't possess it in ourselves, but God can give that to us. And so it's that sense that we're, of course, that we want to understand that our prayers should not be selfish prayers in that sense, but at the same time we realize for our own sake that we need to watch and pray. That the Lord says, "Keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And so we need to be guarding our hearts in that way. And so it's really, we think of what David spoke of, where he said, "Try me, or search me, O Lord, know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of life everlasting." That's a lot of times what has to happen, is we pray the Lord, we communicate with him, and we make sure that our hearts are right with him. We think of with Jesus, of what he was praying, that he had what he wanted to do, In many ways, he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He wanted to avoid all that was going to go through, not because he didn't care for us, but it was going to be something very difficult. And so he prayed that the Lord would let it pass from him, but he said, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And of course, knowing that it was his Father's will, he said, thy will be done. And he surrendered his will to the Father, and then he was ready to face what was to come. And so that's really our time of prayer, that we spend it where we take the time to evaluate. We show to God what it is that we desire, but then we want to tune our hearts to be what he desires. And when we get to that point where, Lord, whatever happens, your will be done in my life, this trial I'm going to go through, it's for your glory if I pass through it effectively. And so as we're aware and we pray so that we're ready to face whatever trial may come, then we can succeed. We can have victory. And so it's my encouragement to you tonight is that thought of watching and praying that you enter not into temptation, that the devil is always going to try to attack you in different ways, try to get you to react in the wrong way to a trial or temptation or a difficult circumstance. And so you have to be ready. And the way that you're ready is through prayer. As you stay connected with the Lord, as you stay abiding in him, that is the way you'll have victory. And really, it's the only way that victory can be assured. So that's message for tonight, and so let's pray, and then we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for prayer and just how powerful it can be in our lives, Lord. We ask your forgiveness for neglecting it, and we just pray, Lord, you would help us to keep watch for our own souls in prayer. That we would not fall prey to temptation. Just dismiss us with your blessing and just guide us throughout the week to come, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.